educational institutions and public sector organisations around the world, places where electricity supplies are sporadic. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, but I don't really think we could get away with that, do you? It's such a departure from what we're doing at the moment. I mean, it's potentially quite high risk. If I've understood correctly, you're saying that we should become energy-saving specialists.
Well, I just thought that in a way, maybe we'd gain competitive advantage. You know, something innovative. After all, the technology's there. People are already doing it. Why not us?
I'm sorry. I'm just not convinced. Look, shouldn't we be thinking more about straightforward commercial developments? I think we should get back to discussing what we can do realistically now, with the capacity that we have at the moment, and focusing on the bottom line.
It's an interesting idea. In terms of marketing, I think it has potential. It's certainly worth thinking about. In fact, well, I'm not sure how this would work in practice, but how about a wider policy on environmental issues? You know, similar to the idea about being the company that cares, but more focused on energy saving as well as recycling.
Okay. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, I was thinking along the lines of solar-powered laptops, for instance.
Solar-powered?
Look, I only say that because there's big money in energy saving, and if we became well-known as specialists in this area, we wouldn't just sell to domestic customers.
Sorry, are you saying that we could open up market share with this idea?
Well, yes. Look, could I just explain in a bit more detail? I think this is where our website could play a major role. I mean, we could target small businesses